And we back. I think it's been a week. I think I've been pretty consistent, honestly, with my quote uploads, I guess. But I mean, I guess first thing I want to get into, like first important thing, is I got an interview on Friday. You know, I got a Chick-fil-A interview. I think it's at 3:20, and I'm so stupid because I thought this Friday for my school was a half day, but it's a full day, and on full days we get out at 3:30. So I gotta leave early to get ready for my interview. Honestly, but it's at Chick-fil-A, so I forgot already if I said that already. But I'm kind of already hyped for that. What would I say? I mean, I like their jackets. Honestly, I really like their jackets. I get the cow print mask if I get it. Honestly, but because okay, I can go in thinking I already got the job. You know what I mean? It's like I gotta go in there with kind of low expectations. I mean, like, okay, not low expectations, but like expectations to where I'm like, okay, I could get it, or I couldn't get it, or I can't get it. You know what I mean? And then, oh, work's kind of whack right now. I mean, a lot of my friends got like moved to different areas, so that's kind of whack. That's going on at work. It's freaking hot. Fright Fest is coming up too, September 10th. I'm pretty sure. So we're gonna be hella packed. But thing is, I work only on Saturdays, so I mean that's chill, I guess. And for this one, I'm trying to get like work on weekdays for Chick-fil-A and then on weekends for Six Flags. You know, get more money coming in and all that. I mean, that's mainly the only reason why I'm doing this, like, you know, get more money and all that. But no, I was going through watching some SpongeBob. Like, okay, that's kind of random, but I was watching some SpongeBob earlier, right? And I was thinking about it. I wasn't allowed to watch SpongeBob as a kid. Like, my mom would not let me watch SpongeBob at all. And so when I would go over to my grandma's house, like, pretty often, I would watch SpongeBob there. And I remember this one day, my mom picked me up. My grandma just came in the room and she was like, "Mija, ven." So she talked to my mom and she was all like, she snitched on me. My grandma snitched on me and everything. And so my mom comes back in the room and she's like, "Let's go." I get in the car and I'm getting yelled at, and I'm like, oh my. But that's not even the worst part though. My grandma would show me like American Dad and everything. Like, she thought that was a good kid show, and so I was like, this makes no sense. It literally makes no sense. But honestly, American Dad's kind of funny. American Dad's kind of funny. But if I had to rank those, like, between, like, if I had to rank American Dad between, like, you know, Simpsons and Family, like, Family Guy always wins. Like, no matter what, Family Guy always wins. It's just so funny. Like, Stewie has always been funny. Brian's always funny. Peter's always funny. It's one of the best freaking cartoons ever, honestly. And then, talking about TV shows, I guess. I was watching, what did I recently watch? Actually, yeah, no, never mind. Like, scratch that. I don't watch TV. Like, I do not watch, like, TV whatsoever. I think I watch just YouTube. But things at school, I guess, are kind of weird. Like, yeah, let's do a little school check, I guess. All my classes are chill. Like, physics is, like, so light work, I think. Okay, and, like, before anyone, like, says anything, like, okay, drama is a mandatory class, okay? I'm not, like, saying, like, oh, I want to do this. Like, nah, it's mandatory. But it's also pretty, like, chill. It's pretty fun, I guess, because, I mean, literally, it's just, like, us just, I guess, not messing around, but it's a pretty easy class and everything. But outside of that, I don't really have anything going for me right now. I think my brother and his friends, they got this volleyball team, so I just go there with them. I mean, they're pretty chill, they're pretty cool. But shout out Jimena, freaking trashes me every time I go, screams like crazy too, but it's whatever, honestly, it's whatever. And then I think I had Aiden over yesterday, and we went to LA Fitness. Oh yeah, so Aiden's my friend and all that. We went to LA Fitness, and there was, oh my gosh, our ball literally almost got stolen. Like, we're just like, we're in the gym, we're just like hooping and all that, and then I turn around, I just see like these big ass kids grown men. It was literally just grown men taking our ball, and they were trying to leave with it, and I was just like, Aiden, get the ball. Well, but they were like, no, it's our ball. And I was just like, ain't no way, bro, ain't no way. So then we just played them and all that. So I was like, that's kind of annoying because they try to steal our ball. And then when you go somewhere as a kid, they try to like get you to buy things, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, so if we were to go to, like, okay, example, prime example is membership. If we were to go into gym, they would try to sell us every membership they could possibly, you know, sell. So we walk in there, because, okay, this is what we do. when we try to go somewhere, we always try to get like the cheapest or like easiest thing to do, right? Like the free pass for like a day or like a free pass for this or like, you know, specials and all that. So, you know, we got a free pass and we go in and they're all like, "Oh, come sit over here." And I was like, "Bro, ain't no way." So then the guy's trying to tell us like, "Oh yeah, it's like a one-time deal. If you buy a membership, you can bring a friend for free." And in my head, I'm like, if you get a membership either way, you can always bring a friend for free. So like this idiot doesn't know what he's talking about, but you know he's just doing his job. So I was like, all right, like I'll think about it. And then we just get out of that place and we go home, and it just like okay. The crazy thing is, if you live in Texas, like Texas is like the wackest state for weather. Like earlier that day, it was 100 degrees, and then like a couple hours later, it just starts thundering and pouring, and I'm just like, where's the logic? Where's the logic in this? And I was just like, it's kind of stupid, but at the same time, it's like okay, the hurricane and all that down there. But I was just like, it's so dumb because Texas has had like the craziest or like the weirdest weather so far this year because the snowstorm, the cold. Like it wasn't okay. We're in September right now, and it's supposed to be like you know kind of getting to fall and all that's supposed to be getting cool, and then it does this. Like it was not honestly to me, it was not this hot in the actual summer than it is like right now. And but you know that's whatever, that's whatever. And then oh, we got homecoming. Like homecoming for school are coming up pretty soon. I have never okay yeah so back in freshman year, I've never been to homecoming to my school. I have never been to my school's homecoming. I missed the first one because I had to do a quince. I mean that was pretty fun though. And then sophomore year, you know, COVID and all that. So I mean this year we were planning, you know, we're praying we're praying we could do homecoming and all that. And also I got like three birthdays coming up this month, so that's like I gotta prepare for that honestly. But no, I okay, I was thinking about it. I saw the new movie Shang-Chi. Like this has been stuck in my head for the longest time. I was watching the movie Shang-Chi. It's this Marvel movie, right? And in the movie, like, there's like these big dogs, right? These big huge dogs. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, this reminds me of a dog, a certain dog. I remember, so we go to our friend's house a lot for like dinner and barbecue and all that. And one time I come in, I haven't seen their dog in the longest time, right? Their dog is Saint Bernard. I have not seen a dog in the longest time. I just like walk in, it's like a freaking bear. Like you're looking at a bear, it's freaking huge. And then, but it's not even the biggest dog I've seen. Like I remember when I went to go pick up my brother at his friend's house, and they have this big dog. I thought it was like one of like those bear, like fake bear rugs or whatever. It just gets up, and I'm like, it's almost as tall as me. And I'm okay. Let's clear the air. We all know that I'm not the tallest. I'm not the tallest kid, but it's just like having a dog in general be as like 5'6" or something like that. Because it was like you know it was like it wasn't as tall as me, but it was like you know pretty up to like my close up to my chest, I guess, like you know, my stomach area. So like that's pretty big and all that. And then it stands up, and I'm just like, yo, ain't no way, ain't no way. A dog is freaking huge. Because I mean, like, I think a huge dog is kind of like, oh, no, okay, I don't want to say a waste. That's kind of rude. But it's like, you know, it's not for me. Like a big dog is not for me. Okay, never mind. I don't want to get clowned on. Like a big dog is just like it's so like with fur, like. I sound like such an idiot right now. All dogs have fur, but you know what I mean? Like the shedding, there's constant shedding and all that. Like I don't wanna clean that up. Oh, okay. This brings me up to my next point. Like this is a straight banger. Listen to this. I hate when people, like in seminars or anything, they always be like, you need to always make your bed in the morning because it'll be the first accomplishment of the day and you'll always be happy with yourself. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard anyone say ever. I don't do my bed. Like I think that okay, it's also because of laziness, but I don't do my bed. I just like put my blankets up and I'm just like, all right, whatever, I get out. That saying it's the like a good win is the lamest and like falsest thing I've ever heard. Like the most false thing ever. Because if you just make your bed, like what does that accomplish? You just waste like 10 minutes trying to do your bed. It's gonna get messed up at night again. You're literally setting yourself up for failure. Like that makes okay. Like it's like the dumbest thing I've ever heard, but it's honestly whatever. But I think what okay. So I want to talk about the podcast a little bit. I think what I want to do with this is just like I said, it's literally just like a hobby to me. Like, this is like honestly just fun for me. Like, I don't really care, you know what I mean? But you know, it's honestly, because before, we all know, like, I had someone else on this podcast, blah blah blah, and I thought it'd be you know, fun to just continue to do whatever. So, you know, what's it called, I think my thoughts on it is, like, it would be fun to have someone else on it, obviously, blah blah blah, just talk about whatever, because you know, it's not just like a one sided kind of view type thing. But at the same time, it's just like, you know, I'm pretty chill by myself right now. But if I were to ask someone and they want to do that, it's like, you know, that's pretty chill. I don't think I'm gonna stop doing it. Obviously, it's been like, it's kind of not hard. I'm not saying it's hard. It's just like trying to do something like every week, because I always gotta like do it after my homework, or I gotta do it after like school, after work and all that. So, you know, I actually just try to do this on Sundays now, like recording and then like put it out either. Like, I'll do it Sunday morning and put it Sunday afternoon, or I'll do it Sunday and I'll just put it out on Monday or something like that. But I haven't really, like, consistently, I get, like at least one episode done a week. Like, that's always, like, the main goal, just to get, like, one thing done. But no, yeah, I think I like what I'm doing with this. It's pretty chill, you know. I don't really mind. I do those little TikToks or whatever. But you know, I like the way, I like where I am right now. You know, I got my little setup and all that. I do like this little thing over here. So, you know, everything's pretty chill. I keep forgetting my name's like Over the Border. But I think that name is pretty dub too. But it's you know, it's all right. We'll see how we'll keep going. But I'll let y'all know how everything goes on Friday with the interview. Let's hope that goes well and all that. But I'll definitely see y'all next week. I'll see y'all next week.